Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Today is a
very special occasion. And some people say, you know, Easter is the most vital time of a Christian's life. Well, I think the birth of Jesus and Easter were the most vital times, because if He wasn't born as a man, we would not have been saved without the resurrection, because He had to come as a man. And I want to talk to us a little bit about freedom's seal. Freedom's seal. You know, the Bible says we've been sealed. How many of you know we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit? And so go with me to Matthew 27. Matthew 27, and I'm going to be reading the New King James from verse 57. Praise the Lord. Okay, here's what it says. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded that the body be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Verse 60, and laid it in his new tomb, which was Joseph's, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. Verse 61, and Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. So after the crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea asked for the body of Christ. Pilate gave him authority to take the body of Christ. He took it to his own carved out tomb that was for him and his family. And he put Jesus in there, but the chief priest and the Pharisees who had him crucified wasted no time in making sure that they said the lie of his resurrection would be worse than the lie of his life. So we got to make sure that his tomb is shut and sealed properly. And so verse 62, now watch here. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, this is why they did it. The next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said. A lot of people think you're in deception if you follow Christ. Who's the ones in deception? Amen. But we love them and hopefully are able to lead them to Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't judge them. We don't look down our nose at them. We don't argue with them. We love them, for it's the goodness of God that draws man and woman to repentance. Never forget that. So it says here, after 3 days, I will rise. After 3 days, I will rise. He even said to the disciples and other people, he said, as it was with Jonah in the belly of a whale, so will the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth. He gave them so many words, and he encouraged the disciples that he was going to resurrect. And yet you think about it, there's no one after 3 days standing at his tomb with signs saying, welcome home, Jesus. So even they had a problem in believing. So don't get down on yourself if you have a problem in believing, because the man who walked on water wasn't even there. He denied Jesus 3 times. So don't come down on yourself because my faith is not where it should be and I'm not in belief. You're in good company. But when the Holy Spirit came, all of that changed. And you get born again, and then you get your Pentecost day, and all of that changes in you. And now the Holy Spirit helps us. Amen. And so now watch here. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day. You see, it says, of course, after 3 days, Jesus said, I'm going to rise, and he's a deceiver. So you better make sure that the tomb is secure. I'm so glad they did this. Yes. Aren't you glad they did it?
Yes.
All right, because some people say so many different stories. Now watch here. And what happens if after the third day, his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. The last deception. Oh God, the devil doesn't stop, man. He just doesn't stop. He will continue on and on. Look at the world around you today. Can you see deception? What am I? Who am I? Where am I? And why am I? It's a big question going around in the world right now, right? Now watch it. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate, who was the authority over all of the Israelites and over all that Rome had put him to be over in Israel, Pilate now says, you have a God. Now, a God doesn't mean one man. A God meant almost a legion of soldiers, which could be anything up to 2,000. So he's saying to them, you have a God. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. Technology wasn't where it is today, so they did it a different way. And so now watch here. The last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, you have a God, go your way, make it as secure as you know how. Verse 66. So they went and made the tomb secure.
Amen.
Everyone say they made the tomb secure.
They made the tomb secure.
I just love that. Sealing the stone and setting the guard. So now you have guards there, and they change shift every 3 hours. And they're out there for 3 days, changing shift every 3 hours. A guard with a sealed tomb. They would take clay or some kind of a material that they could stick to the sides of the wall. They'd take rope, put it across, put it across, put it across, put it up, and then they'd take the seal of Pilate and they'd stamp it so nothing could have happened unless that seal was broken.
Amen.
Right. So the devil shot himself in the foot when he made sure they sealed the tomb. Because now we know there was a God, the tomb was sealed, but besides that, the Pharisees and the Sadducees that actually arranged for his crucifixion certainly went in to check the body, was there. The guards, they didn't want to be strung up or executed if the body was missing. So if they didn't put it in, they would be in trouble. So they went in and they checked the tomb. And they saw Jesus was in the tomb, dead, wrapped up in the linen cloths, right? Joseph of Arimathea wrapped him, and the other one put spices on him was Nicodemus. He came, remember Nicodemus? He met him. He put spices on him. They both saw the dead body. They both handled the dead body. They carried the body to the tomb. So already, how many people have seen him? Mary, his mother, Martha, all of those standing outside there saw Jesus dead in the tomb.
Yes,
say, he was dead.
He was dead.
Now, if he was God, he could not have been dead. Because God can't die.
That's right.
Everyone say, God cannot die.
God cannot die.
And that's why he had to come as a man. Because man had messed up, so man had to fix up. Because it would have been against the law that God instigated, and that's why a man had to come. He gave up his privileges in heaven, and he did not consider it a problem to be called an equal to God. Because Jesus is God. But remember, he gave that all up, excepting for the blood of the Holy Spirit, that impregnated Mary with the seed. Are you with that?
Yes.
Because the blood could not come from a human being. Because if it came from a human being, if the seed came from Joseph himself, then it would have been contaminated and Jesus would not have been able to save our lives. Because it's the blood of Christ that saved us.
Yes,
so it had to be the blood spotless. That's why every year they would offer a sacrifice of the sacrificial lamb. Amen. Every year, a lamb without spot nor blemish. And then they would be covered for the year, but not with Jesus. They were not covered for the year. The sin was taken away. Totally removed. Everyone say removed.
Removed.
John Baptist saw Jesus coming. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God," who what? He does what? He does what? Everybody knows that. Catholic, Protestants, you name it. We all know that. The blood of the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
Amen? So Jesus was likened to the Lamb, which was likened to the Passover, when Egypt had to release Israel from slavery with the 10 plagues, and the final plague with the blood on the doorposts. You need to have the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of your life. Because the angel of death came, and when he saw the blood on the doorpost, remember they were in slavery for 430 years. God says, I heard the cry of my people. I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to deliver them. He delivered Noah and his family. I'm going to deliver them. He made a new covenant with Noah. I'm going to deliver them. He made a covenant with Abraham. I'm going to deliver them.
Amen. Yes, amen.
And he made a covenant with Jesus Christ and you and I. I have delivered them.
Amen.
You see, Jesus is the deliverer. And only Jesus could be the deliverer. Nobody else.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
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 That's why all roads don't lead to Rome. People say you can climb a mountain many different ways, but you get to the same point. This ain't a mountain.
That's right. That's right.
This is your life.
Amen.
It's bigger than a mountain.
Amen.
And if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move the mountain.
Amen.
Move yourself.
Amen.
So when the angel of death saw the blood covering that family, then God said to them, tell them to take a lamb. Remember that? This is the Passover, like thousands of years ago. Way before Jesus, probably 6,000 years ago, 5,000 at least. And he says, take a lamb, roast the lamb, all you and your family, and eat of that lamb. And Jesus said to the disciples, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can have none of me. You can't be part of my life. And half of them left. And when he looked at the disciples and said, you want to go too? They said, no, there's no one else who can speak truth like you. So they stayed. But all the way from there, from the beginning in the garden, when Adam and Eve messed up, and God said, he said this to the serpent. He said, her seed is going to bruise your head. And you're going to bruise his heel. Right there, he prophesied, decreed, and declared the virgin birth.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now